I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, tomorrow is the big vote. We've had on the head of the RNC, kind of looking at it politically. We're going to talk with Pat Meehan, and he looks at it locally at 11 o'clock. What about some of the big picture economic matters of this? Joining us is Kevin Hassett, one of the chief people at the Council of Economic Advisors for the President of the United States. He's here on Talk Radio 1210. Kevin, welcome to Philadelphia.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here. You know, I lived in Philly for 9 years, so of course it's great to be on the
show. What were you doing here? Were you running a
corporation? Well, I went to Swarthmore and then Penn.
So. Ah, okay. All right. That's quite a background. Well, yeah. Kevin, you know the big issue here, a couple of I don't know if you saw this. It was when Gary Kahn was at this Wall Street Journal thing. We've talked about it a lot. He asked 100 CEOs if this money gets repatriated due to what's going to happen with this tax cut, bringing all those trillions back, will that then make for a raise in salaries toward people that have been, you know, stagnant for a period of time? Give me your best guess economically of why that should happen, and that's what the plan is.
Yeah, so right now we have the highest corporate tax in the developed world, and so if a company wants to locate a factory and it does the math, then it can locate the factory, you know, over there in one of the low-tax countries in Europe or elsewhere and pay about a 10% corporate rate. And if it locates the factory here in the U.S., it's got to pay 35%. And so it's got to, you know, the U.S. workers have to be 25% better in order to justify locating the plant here. And, you know, basically what we've seen is that a whole bunch of factories have ended up locating offshore. And so what happens if we go down to a 20% rate is that, or 21% rate, that firms will want to put their plants back here and revive, you know, places like North Philly, which I know used to be a great place for manufacturing and isn't so much anymore. And when they do that, then they're going to create jobs. And when, you know, there are a lot of want ads in the newspaper, then employers have to pay more to their workers. And so it's not like the CFOs, you know, want to pay more than the market demands. It's just that the market wage is going to go up because there are going to be a lot more jobs.
All right, give me an idea. What would be the test case? Now, Steve Mnuchin yesterday said, we're going to see in our paychecks, all of us, including you, a bump because of these tax cuts across the board in February. Mm-hmm. What would be, in your view, looking at this big picture, because, you know, at your level, that's what you do. You plan things out for the long term, not just a short bump. Would 2 years be enough period of time before we see this wage inequality argument start to, you know, incrementally be taken apart?
Well, what's going to happen is that there's really two stages to next year. The first thing that's going to happen is that, you know, Secretary Mnuchin has done an awesome job organizing the IRS staff to get them to change the withholding table so that what's going to happen is that your listeners are going to just have, you know, more take-home pay in their check by February. So what that means is that if you go out and, you know, spend a little more on Christmas than, you know, right about the time that the credit card bill is due, you're going to have more in your paycheck. And so that is the first round. The second round is just that the lower rate is going to lure activity back here. And that's something that we expect to see very, you know, dramatically in the data next year, and then even accelerating from there, because firms will stop putting their new activity overseas and put it here instead. And so I think that the best way to think about it is that, you know, right now we've had two quarters in a row of 3% growth, something that the president's critics said was impossible. The fourth quarter is looking like it's going to be in the same range. And because of this tax cut, I think that we now can think that we've gone back to normal. I mean, you know, I don't know how long you've been talking about the economy, but probably about as long as me. And it used to be that 3% growth was about what we expected every year, right?
No, oh, absolutely. And, sure. And in the Reagan years, it would have been laughed at as pitiful.
As low.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So the point is just that with a tax cut like this, I think that we can be quite comfortable that this 3% growth that we're experiencing right now will be sustained.
All right. Now, let's go to the other big issue. I mean, from the sources we're hearing it, The people that have rung up $20 trillion plus in debt, the National Democrats, they're saying, what about the debt, though? Why are you guys, Council of Economic Advisors, not concerned about the debt all of a sudden?
Well, I think that we are very concerned about debt as an abstract principle. But the point is that we have the stupidest corporate tax code on earth, one that President Obama had a supermajority in the Senate, and he could have fixed it, but he chose not to. And as a result, we just had 8 terrible years of wage growth, 8 terrible years of job formation, and the slowest recovery on record. And so now what we're doing is we're fixing that. We're making the U.S. A competitive place again. And that's going to reverse, I think, the negative trends that in part contributed to President Trump's election. I'm sure people had felt like President Obama's policies had delivered the growth in wages that they wanted. If they'd seen their family incomes rise, then they would have rallied around Democrats. The fact is that their policies failed. And, you know, so they're upset about this tax bill. I don't think we're going to get a single Democratic vote. But the American people, I think, will be happy when they see the growth that ensues.
Kevin, I haven't heard enough from the White House and people we've had on. Well, we didn't get it until Friday, but I'm pleased to see, for a lot of our listeners, the change in the brackets. In other words, the 32% bracket doesn't get triggered now to $315,000. The 24% bracket kicks in at 165. So between 165 and 315, you are now at the 24%. That's a good break.
Yeah, there's basically a big tax cut coming for just about everybody, and especially families with children. But even if you don't have children, if you have a small business, no matter where you are, then the odds are you're going to see a big tax break. And I think that the one place where that might not always be true is if you live in a really high tax state, then you will lose your state and local deduction or most of it. But you're going to get a lower rate, and that'll offset that some. But I think that in the end, what that's going to do is help everybody, because right now the federal government is cutting a check to high tax states, basically, to subsidize their inefficient taxation and their big government. And the Republican tax bill looks like it's going to change that and get the federal government out of the game of favoring high tech states.
Well, I would tell you, though, it's going to be a while. We're here in Philadelphia, though, Kevin. You know Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know what it's like.
We're not going to have a revolt for 20 years. So, that's going to be a long sled to make up for that part.
Well, I think that, Pennsylvania is a great state, and it's got a great history of being, a locus of innovation and manufacturing. And with the 21% rate, I fully expect that that'll be true again. I mean, if you think about, the learning centers in mm-hmm. Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia, there are a lot of reasons why you should want to locate a business in Pennsylvania. And I think that there would be a lot more of it if we hadn't chased them all overseas with the highest tax rate in the developed world. And so I think that, I'm sure I'll be back on your show, knock on wood, often next year, and we'll be talking about the surge in activity in Pennsylvania.
Good. I am looking forward to it. Well, Merry Christmas, Kevin, and thank you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.